Yes, Catherine, I mean, you know, this is good news basically for the south of the county and southwest. As everybody is well aware in relation to the Fintral Bridge and basically, you know, the importance of it to basically to Kilcar, Glencoe, Killin, Kilcar and all that area. So basically yesterday morning we had a workshop with road design and also with the engineers from Donovan O'Rossis, consultant engineers. And basically they had a number of proposals, but basically it's basically down to three proposals. These three proposals or options were basically considered of a new road for about 1.2 to 1.4 kilometres and also a new bridge. Now, basically, the preliminary stages are over, that means, and the design's basically worked out. So, basically, the consultant now will be meeting with the landowners in relation to basically to get an agreement with the landowners. And then if that works out, basically, they will be having a public consultation before Christmas and that. So, basically, with the plans going in for planning in early spring. So, this is very welcome news, and it's great to see that basically the continuing work happening on this bridge, because it's very important for that side of the county.
I'm sure you're hopeful that the work will begin in earnest then in the new year following that public consultation. It would be ideal to have it maybe even the bulk of it done before the summer months with an influx of tourists to the county once more.
You're correct, Catherine, because, I mean, you know, everybody knows, basically, one of the biggest attractions south of the county is Slieve League, and basically, this bridge, basically, it's the only option across to Slieve League, I mean, so it's vitally important for that area, for the Wild Ignite Way and for tourism. So, basically, as I said, planning, we'll hopefully go in for planning in early spring, I mean, and basically, we're getting funding agreed, basically, because it's going to cost the region of $7 million, basically, to do this bridge and road. So, basically, to get the funding then secure first, and hopefully that work will be starting, basically, in summertime next year on this.